Part 4. You will hear part of a term project presentation about a British architect named George Dodds in the 19th century. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
My project is on the 19th century British architect George Dodds, who used to be famous not just in the northeast of the UK, but throughout the country. At first, I chose him for my term project because in my early teens, I had always admired Mitton Hall, a mansion he built near my home. Later, I wanted to learn more about the man responsible for it. I thought I'd use the project as an excuse and managed to unearth a wealth of information about architecture and fascinating life. I thought I'd start today by telling you a little about Dodds himself, before looking at a selection of his more substantial buildings. He was the son of a landscape gardener and had a brief but successful career in his father's business. But the young Dodds started to resent what he saw as his father's old-fashioned approach to landscape. Dodds began to spend a lot of time thinking about how he could break with convention, creating buildings in a new relationship with their surroundings. In 1810, Dodds, aged 23 at the time, decided to go to London to study art under the eminent watercolourist Jack Vermoss. His friends strongly encouraged him to stay and work in London, as architects were highly regarded there. But by 1811, he decided to move back to northeast England because he discovered that more clients would hire him for his fashionable ideas from London. Having a large customer base, the city council included, Dodds was able to set up an architectural firm of his own. Dodds distanced himself from other builder architects and gradually established himself as one of the new breed of professional architects. And one of his signature designs was the Royal Arcade, which was commissioned by the City Council. Although never practised in London, Dodds gained a national reputation when he joined the newly formed Northern Architectural Association and was elected to be its first chairman. He retired from active work in his 70s after suffering a stroke, from which he never fully recovered. Dodds died at the age of 77 at his home. Dodds was versatile and could build houses of many different styles that his clients desired. His country houses are too little known, mainly because they are not so large, that they are open to the public and are often still in private hands, hidden behind parkland and trees. One was Mitton Hall, built in 1824 and finished 2 years later. The outstanding characteristics of Mitton Hall are Dodds' use of beautiful golden sandstone, Grecian-style entrance porticos, elegant staircases leading to an upper gallery. The building has a domed ceiling with a glass centrepiece. Even though the quality of the stonework was superb, some of the windows seemed to leak on rainy days. The building was renovated in 1987 and is now served as a conference centre. In 1830, the town council decided to build Royal Arcade on a site that used to be a corn exchange market and entrusted George Dodds with the design. And the shopping arcade was completed by 1832. The whole design was intended as an elegant shopping experience and was renowned for its grand balcony. Unfortunately, the Royal Arcade was not a commercial success, as it was positioned too far from the town centre, causing great difficulty in delivery. The arcade was demolished as early as the 1880s and is now used as a car park for neighbouring shops today. The final building I want to show you is Moreton Jail, which Dodds completed in 1839. It is a sturdy building with impressive towers based on medieval castles. However, although beautiful, the jail wasn't 100% functional. More striking was the absence of any space for exercise for the prisoners. An extra courtyard had to be added for this at a later date. Moreton ceased to be a penal institution in the 1940s, when it was scheduled for demolition, but was purchased for use as a hotel. That never came to pass, and as many of you will know, it is now run as a transport museum, with a whole collection of vehicles that tell the city's story through transport.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 4.